I never thought I'd be fighting a shape-shifting monster in my own home. But you won't believe what happened next. My name is Brandon Moores. I'm writing this story as a way to cope with the events that happened on August 9th, 1993. I tell my children this story every night as a reminder of what happened. Even when I tell them, it still doesn't feel like enough. After every news station, every interview, even new family that had adopted me, I still feel as though my story wasn't told. I know what happened that night. Every other person who has met me, besides my loving wife, Kelly, doesn't know how the events had truly affected me. So this is what happened that night. Why I was found in a tree during the cold autumn night. When I was 5 years old, we moved out to Wyoming. I lived in a wooded shack that was on the outskirts of the Rocky Mountains. It was only 30 minutes out of town, but those 30 minutes felt like a whole day whenever I went to go see my friends. Whenever I had the chance, at least. There was something in that house that loved to torment us. When I was younger, I used to think that it was a monster. Not like the evil kinds you read in books, though. It looked scary, but I felt like it was nice. I knew that there had to be something deep down in the monster's heart. If only I was right. When I was 8, my mother had thought of a plan. We were going to try and run away. Escape the creature that was inside of our home. Even though I was older, I still did not understand what was wrong with the thing. It seemed harmless. There was something that I couldn't see though, just like every child. It was still laying in bed when I got home from work. It terrified me. It never tried to leave, and it almost never let us leave. It would try to keep us there. It didn't want us to leave, but not just because it liked us. I think it liked the power. Power over things that many people wish they could have. I walked away quietly to my room, trying not to disturb its nest. My mom, Caitlin Moores, wasn't home yet. She had told me what was going to happen tonight. We were going to run. Run far away and live on the beach. That's what she told me. I now realize that her statement was so she could let me leave that godforsaken place. As I walked into my room, sunlight had blinded me and covered the floor. I raised my hand to block the evening sun. I climbed onto my bed and looked out towards the pine trees that were scattered across the area. I loved those trees. I remember climbing them the evenings when Mom had come to watch me as I climbed higher and higher. "Do you see the town yet?" she would yell from down below. Her warm smile would always make me come down as I would shake my head. "Maybe one day you could climb so high that you could see the whole country." She would laugh as she held me in her arms. I missed that from her. Her warm embraces that had enveloped my whole being. Nothing else existed when she was with me. Nothing at all. As I stood on my bed, I heard the floorboards creak. I hurriedly looked as I felt my stomach drop. I saw one of the disgusting sharp claws sticking through my door. Then another, until its whole hand was on my doorframe. I sat down on my bed as my door slowly opened. It slowly peeked its head inside of my room. It looked right to left, trying to find something. Even now, as a 31-year-old man, I still have no clue as to what it was looking for. It was enough to make tears fall down my cheeks. It stared me down with its dark red eyes. Then it slinked away as more footsteps had begun to get further away. I sat there in my bed crying. I tried to tell myself to stop, but I couldn't. I slowly fell onto my pillow as I stared at the ceiling. Plastic stars lined the roof as they expanded outward, covering almost every inch of the ceiling. Sometimes I would sneak out of the house so I could watch the stars. Some of them would move slowly, and others would fly past. I remember seeing one of the biggest shooting stars that I had ever seen. Sometimes I tried to take my kids outside to watch the stars, so they would have a chance to see an experience of what it was like when I was a child. Nothing had ever compared to that moment. I saw it on August 9th, the day that we had tried to run away. It was like an omen of what had happened that night. Later on during the day, I heard my mother walk into the house. I wanted to get up and hug her, but I heard loud stomping. Then there was shouting. She yelled at what I presumed to be the creature, and the creature growled back. Glass shattered on the ground as I heard the monster let out a roar. It shook the whole house, and I could only hear a slight ringing for the next couple of minutes. My mom cried as I heard glass being moved around. I shoved my face into my pillow and tried to block the sound of what was happening. I couldn't forget anything of that night, though. Those whole 3 years have never left my mind. They made me who I am today. Those memories made me a loving father. Those memories made me a horror writer. Those memories had become me. That's why I never had forgotten, because if I do, then my mother would have died for nothing. I fell asleep after the incident. My dream was of my mother and I sitting on the beach. The same beach that we went to when I was 4. It was in California. I can't remember the name, but it was where I had learned to swim. After I was done playing in the water, my mom asked me to come eat. I sat next to her and ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. "What if we lived here, Brandon? Wouldn't that make you happy?" She looked at me with the exact same smile that had made me feel safe. "Oh yeah," I replied with a big grin that spread across my face. "If we lived here, that would be awesome. Then we could go swimming every day and see all the dolphins and sharks and turtles. And I bet they would swim right up to you and eat you." She grabbed me and started to tickle me. I laughed so hard that I couldn't breathe. My dream was just a memory of what had happened. It was my favorite memory. It was the dream that I eventually did become real. I started to wake up as I felt someone shake me. I slowly opened my eyes as I started to speak. "Can I please go back to sleep?" "No, Brandon," my mother said. "You need to wake up. It's time to go. We have to leave tonight. Police are already on their way." "Why did you call the police? Aren't they meant for bad people?" Even in the dark, I could still see her emerald green eyes. They were very wet. She was almost ready to cry. "I know, Brandon. Now let's go. Be quiet, though." We slowly left my room as I followed her steps. Every creak made her slightly jump. It made me jump as well. We crept past the monster's room and towards the kitchen. I stopped, though. I wish I had kept walking. If I did, then maybe my mom would still be here with me. She could be here telling stories to my 2 little girls. I looked into the bedroom of the beast. It was the same one as my mother's, but she rarely slept in there. I looked closer, wondering if I could see the creature. I misplaced my foot and fell onto the hardwood floor. I let out a groan of pain as I looked at my mom. Her face was so pale. Then I looked back towards the bed. It was up. The red eyes had been pinned on me. I stood up as fast as I could and I ran towards Mom. A loud roar came from the room as I heard loud footsteps. My mom held me in her arms as the thing had stood in the doorway. half of its body still being hidden behind the doorway. "Please go back to sleep," my mother silently wept. I could feel her tears falling on top of my head. Brandon just wanted a snack.
"No,"
the creature said. Its yellow teeth had formed into a sinister, crooked smile.
"I think you were trying to run. You're gonna stay here and you're going to crawl back into bed, both of you."
I was then pushed as I could feel the cold night air ram into my face. I hit the wooden deck with a thud as a sharp pain pierced the entirety of my body. As I was staring up at the stairs, I could see all those amazing bright shapes. I sat up and looked at the two figures in the house. Mom looked back at me, tears streaming down her face.
"You need to run!"
I stood up and began to run into the dark, barely being able to see anything. I heard glass shatter and screams come from the house. I didn't look back as I kept running. I started to pray in my head. "Please, God, let my mom be okay. I want her to go to the beach with me. I want..."
"Get back here, you little shit!"
I ran even harder, trying to ignore the thought of the creature behind me. I kept running and then thought of something. I ran towards a large tree with plenty of branches. I started to grasp onto each one, pulling myself further up. I then felt a cold hand grab my leg. Claws dug into my skin. I looked down and saw the creature.
"Get down here before I hurt you."
It grunted as I tried to move my leg. It tightened its grip on my leg and wouldn't let go.
"Let go of me!"
I yelled as I used my other foot to kick the beast's face. It hit the ground with a thud and screamed back at me. I climbed further as I tried to block out the noise.
"God damn it! Get back down here! Now!"
I finally reached a point where I could sit. I curled up and cried into my hands. I kept on trying to block out the noise. I could still feel the thing trying to crawl up. Each branch must have been broken under the thing's weight.
"Please, God help,"
I silently wept. "Please, God, let me leave. I want to go to the beach with Mom. Please." I stayed there for about another 5 minutes before I could see lights. I also heard sirens that were right below me. It was quickly blinking red and blue. I tried to look at where the lights were coming from, but they were too bright.
"Someone go search the house,"
I heard from below. I contemplated speaking. Should I reveal where I was? What would happen if I did? I did eventually speak, though.
"Are you here to save Mom?"
It was silent for a while before any other noise happened.
"Kid, where are you? We could help if you come down."
I agreed and slowly crept down. Someone was waiting for me down below and beckoned me to jump into their arms. As I jumped, I realized where the lights were. It was the police. The person waiting below was a police officer. The officer grabbed me and sat me on the ground. I winced as I felt a pin needle enter my foot.
"Jeez, oh kid, where's your shoes, little buddy?"
I looked at my feet. I hadn't even realized that I wasn't wearing any. They were dirty and had some blood covering the bottom.
"I think they're in the house. Where's my mom?"
"Kepler?"
Someone from behind me yelled.
"We found her."
The man who I assumed was Officer Kepler looked at his fellow cop, then back at me.
"Could you wait here, bud? I'll be back with your shoes in a second. Sound good?"
He stuck out his hand and waved it around for a second. I grabbed it and he lifted it up and down. He walked away towards his accomplice. I heard screaming coming from the right. As I turned, I saw the creature.
Get off of me! Where's the kid?
The creature was morphing. It was becoming human. It was starting to look like a real person. The officers that held him told him to shut up.
Where the hell is the kid?
Then he looked at me. The dark red eyes had become a dark gray. At least that's what I found out when I had interviewed him years later. As he stared me down, a wicked grin crossed his face. A grin that hasn't left my mind. The same grin that he had given me when I interviewed him. All he had said during that time was,
"If I could take it back, I would still do what I have done. I told you two to stay, and you didn't. It's your fault."
I looked towards the house and saw what had become of my mother. I ran towards her, feeling every step that I took. I could now feel every inch of pain that had covered my feet. Another voice had come from behind me and proceeded to pursue me. I never stopped, though. When I reached the house, I began to cry. Police officers huddled around her and discussed what to do. I only looked at her body, though. Her eyes now glazed over. They were lifeless. She was lifeless. The officer from behind me had grabbed me as I yelled and screamed. "Wake up, Mom! Please wake up! We need to go to the beach!" I hadn't understood what had happened to her. I had no idea as to what the creature, the man, had done to her. She was stabbed 15 times in the chest, and then 7 times in the back. The knife was still sticking out of her back when he had ran after me. He hadn't even tried to cover up the murder, and when he went back into the house, he was found sitting on the couch with a beer in his hand. He was smiling the whole time while he stared at my mother's body. The police report was how I was able to gain all of the other information. The cops eventually took him to the Natrona County Jail. He now resides there for the rest of his life, and that I am glad for. He wasn't my father, but I thought he was something akin to the word. My mother had met him when we were moving to Wyoming. They had met at a restaurant that she had worked at. When they started the date before they eventually got married, I didn't remember when that happened, but I do remember that after the wedding date, she wasn't the same. He became more hateful. He was full of spite, and he took it out on my mother. I hadn't realized how much abuse had actually occurred throughout the years of their marriage. I never knew, and that might be the most painful part that I have to live with. That night, as I rode in the back of one of the cop cars, I stared outside of the window. The stars were still covering the sky, and then I saw it. The largest shooting star that I had ever seen. I made a wish immediately after I saw it. I wished for my mother to come back to me. I wished for her to come back to take me to the beach, where we would live forever. It never came true, though. I now have 2 little girls, Morgan and Iris. They're both twins and the same age I was when that monster had lived with me. They mean everything to me. Every night when I think of what had happened, I think of the man who had ruined my life. Who had taken my mother away. The monster who had disguised himself as a human. Brandon Wesley was his name. I hate the thought of sharing a name with him, yet I never changed it. I had no clear reason as to why, but I never did. After I tell my little girls the story about the little boy and his mother who bravely ran away from the monster that had controlled their house, they ask me various questions. Why not call the police? And why did they move in with it? One night, my daughter Iris asked me, "Is it true, Dad? Did that really happen?" I looked at her, thinking of the child who I had been. Thinking of the monster who had controlled me. Tears started to well up in my eyes. What was I to say to her? Should I have told her the real story? The story of my monster? So I lied to her.
Yes, Iris. That's where Grandma is. She's on the beach, swimming with the turtles and dolphins. She looked at me confused. She swims with turtles and dolphins? I want to go swimming. When can we go visit her? I silently cried as I began to hug her. I don't know, I said as the lump in my throat began to grow. Maybe I'll call her sometime. I dread the day when they find out that the story that they were told was only part of the truth. I think of their innocence being ruined by my ugly truth. I told my wife about my story when we were on our second date. She was frightened, which didn't come as a surprise, but she still stayed with me, and I'm glad that my little girls get to have her as a mother. In many ways, she reminds me of my mother. In the end, I moved into several different foster families before I eventually was adopted by a family with the last name of Kepler. I had just turned 9 when they adopted me, and I stayed with them until I graduated high school. I still visit them once in a while, but I had never told my little girls about them. It felt wrong to introduce false grandparents to them. I still tell them stories of my mother and how we would go to the beach. We live on a beach ourselves. We go there almost every day, swimming and sitting on the sand. I wish every day that my mother was here. I wish that my girls could have a grandma. I wish for their future not to be as dark as my past was. I never went back to see Brandon after my last visit. The thing he said had almost made me kill him. I hope that one day he will get what he deserves. I hope that he burns in hell. But I must forgive him. I forgive him for the egregious acts that he committed on August 9th. I forgive him because he made the loving father that I am. At the end of the day, we all have a monster in our life. Whether it be someone who bullies you, someone who hurts you, or even someone you love. The worst thing is when you don't realize that they are in fact a monster, and the same can be said for Brandon. Brandon Wesley was my monster.